Hello, fellow Assetians. Welcome to our second edition of the We Do podcast, where we talk about people, technology, and environmental sustainability at ESET. We believe here at ESET that every little activity that we do to support our tiny little green planet helps. So that's why we've brought this episode of the podcast for you, to give you the tips and the tools to help you become a better corporate citizen. So today, of all days, is April 22nd, when we celebrate Earth Day. During this day, it's really important to show the kind of impact our behaviors can have on our planet. So joining me here today for the podcast is one of ESET's, let's say, biggest advocates for alternative solutions to commuting to work is Boris Becsváro. Welcome, Boris.
Thank you.
So to start us off, we've got a very simple first question. In terms of actual biking to work, can you tell us your story? What made you make that switch to actually commuting by, mm-hmm. by bike?
Well, it started years ago when with the cycling to work campaign, which runs for years, as far as I remember. But it usually didn't turn me completely into riding a bicycle to work. And the real difference for me was the hassle with preparing the bike to commute, and storing the bike in the cellar, either at home or here in the office. Redressing and, you know, stuff like that. But the biggest change came by the beginning of this year, when we've got a present at home, me and my partner. We bought for ourselves two foldable bicycles, and it totally changed the experience. Whenever I just go out of my apartment, I just decide, do I grab the car keys or do I grab the bike? And usually, actually, I grab the bike. For me, depending on probably my daily duties or the time schedule, stuff like that. But I would say if I'm deciding, then I usually grab the bike.
Well, that's fantastic. And in terms of kind of that being your pivotal moment, giving you and your partner each other gifts for Christmas, how did it come about? Where did that idea come from?
Well, it started, my partner, she claimed for years that she doesn't ride bicycles since her childhood. But last summer, she started to borrow bikes from my kids. And suddenly, it seemed to me that there is a chance for a change. And but she told me, don't even think about buying me a bicycle, because we don't have a place to store it, and we don't have a rack on the car to travel with five bikes, so no chance for another bike. And I was thinking about buying a foldable bicycle, and then I start thinking of, okay, so we will spend the weekends, she will ride her foldable and I will go with my mountain bike. It didn't sound completely right. So I was thinking about buying the second one, buying two. So now we have two, and whenever we want to go for a coffee or for a breakfast, we just grab our bikes and ride the city.
Well, that's really fantastic that kind of personal, you know, life had an impact on how you then actually come to work as well.
Yeah, actually, that was a part of the plan. I was thinking about using it also for riding the to work. Because it really, at least for me, it's a big change from going to the cellar, grabbing the big bike. And that was really, for me, always something I didn't just didn't want to do. It was too much hassle for me. But this is so much simpler now. And I'm a really big advocate for foldable bicycles for commuting. It's a great thing.
That sounds really amazing. It sounds like you've practically removed all the barriers here. But I've got a question about what kind of difficulties do you face? What do you do when you are having a lazy day, or when it's rainy, or what do you do, when there's a morning rush? Like, how do you solve those issues?
Well, when it's raining, I take home office.
Best solution.
But actually, rush hours, funnily enough, it's one of the pro bike attributes, let's say. Mm-hmm. I really love to pass by traffic jams on my bike.
Just waving by.
Yeah. It happens quite often, and it makes me to come home, 10, 15 minutes earlier than by my car.
Oh, so you reduced your commute by biking.
Yep.
Wow, that's a very good pro tip.
Yeah, more enjoyable, and I have a chance to experience the city completely different way compared to the car, compared to the public transport. This is very, very different to any of these.
So what does your usual commute by foldable bike looks like?
Yeah, so it means grabbing it from my storage case in the apartment, and unfold it on the street, hop on, and it's actually, I think, the fastest ride I had was 18 minutes door to door, which is sometimes achievable by car, sometimes definitely not. Sometimes it's twice as that, depending on the traffic. But there are no limitations when you're on bike. And sometimes that's probably, that might be for some of us, might be a little bit at the part of the stressy to ride the traffic, but there are just a few, I think one or two intersections where I have to share the road with cars, but the rest of that is just bike lanes, very safe and very convenient.
And what do you actually, it's obviously an important question, what do you usually wear when you, like, do you just wear your usual work clothes to
Yeah, I just ride like this, since I don't really need to ride very fast. I don't sweat very much on the way to the office. If I want some more exercise, then I do it on my way home. Then I take a shower at home, but usually I don't take shower after riding the bicycle here in to the office, because I don't need. And of course, grab a helmet and
good tip.
Stay safe for sure. And then just enjoy the ride, meeting your other cyclists and greet them at the traffic lights. It doesn't happen with your car or even in the public transport.
No, it's those are probably a bit rude in terms of hand gestures. But but in terms of you guys, like cyclists, do you have like your own kind of community? Do you speak to a lot of people?
Certainly, I'm not really very strongly into that community. I'm promising myself for already years to join a movement, the Critical Mass in Bratislava. I think it's every last Friday in the month, riding in the city. But there was no time yet. Always something went to my plans, and I didn't join them yet. But yeah, there are a lot of cyclists here at ESET as well, and I love to share my experience with them.
Yeah, it's good to have a community.
Definitely.
What's kind of the information for our listeners in terms of getting your bike to actually work? Like, where do you usually store it? How do you get it here?
Well, when I was riding the mountain bike, I used the options to store bikes in the garage. But thanks to Lucia Šubíková, our best cycling ambassador, it's allowed to take the foldables into ESET premises. So it's very convenient for me just to fold it in front of the office and then grab it and leave it in the office. It's very, very convenient.
Yeah. And what about on your commute back to work? Is it convenient too?
Back to home.
Back to home, sorry.
It is, it's similarly convenient, even if my plans change a little bit. As I said, it's very easy to ride through the town. And even if you want to meet friends to have a beer, you still can fold it and take it with you to the tram. So obey the rules, not riding under influence. it's very easy to store it in a pub and then grab it and ride the public transport home.
So in terms of, you mentioned how you're making it more enjoyable for yourselves. What are your tips for other people who are thinking of commuting by bike? Like, how do you grab the opportunity, make it more enjoyable, the commute itself?
Well, I love to stop by usually on the way home, not really to work, because I'm rushing to the meetings. But going home, I always take a chance to take a view, because I have to cross the Danube River through one of the bridges. I always love to take a minute to take a view on the city, on the river. It's just lovely.
That's a fantastic tip. I'm almost convinced that it makes sense. More towards the topic or the subject of our business, so the company that we both work for. How do you think, or what do you think ESET should do to make it easier for people to switch from driving to actually riding a bike?
Well, I think our company, at least here in HQ, gives us great opportunities to cycle to work. We have showers, we have washing machines, we have tumble dryers, we have locked cellars for bikes. So I don't really see any more the company can do. It's really on us more than on company now.
Yeah. And what about other opportunities for people who don't want to just spend that money to buy a bike, for example?
As far as I know, we have an opportunity to borrow a bike here at ESET, and those foldable bikes, which I am a big advocate of. I will definitely suggest give it a try. It's really lovely to ride that small bike in the city. And even commuting not within the city, it's those bikes are very easy to transfer on trains. Even for guys who are living outside of the city, it's a great opportunity, I think, to try other means of transport.
So if, for example, imagine that I am one of the listeners of the podcast and another employee, and I'm nearly convinced that I really want to take that leap and get on a bike and travel to work by bike. What is the kind of like a motivational pep talk that you would give me just to do it, like start doing it?
Give it a shot. You'll see it's a lot of fun. It's a really enjoyable way. It helps your physical health. It helps your mental health. And it helps the planet. As we used to say at home to our kids, there is no planet B. And it's really on us to take care of it.
Thank you very much. Well, I think that's a very strong message, because it's true, there is no planet B or plan B when it comes to our environment. So thank you, Boris, very much for your time. This was really lovely. I think I'm convinced, almost there. So thank you to all the listeners. I hope you found the tips and the personal story really useful to kind of motivate you to really do that, start giving it a try, start biking to work. And to motivate you even more, we have just launched our new campaign called Commute Protected, Protecting Our Planet One Ride at a Time. You can register on the intranet and take part in this global campaign for not just biking, but any alternative solution to commuting to work. We are really looking forward to a lot of you people, me too, and Boris as well, all of us taking part, sharing some really cool photos from our commutes, really helping that tiny little bit towards protecting our planet, reducing our carbon emissions, and reducing our carbon footprint. So, looking forward to seeing you on the commute to ESET. Thanks. Bye.